Child molesting migrant who sparked English riots has been deported to Ethiopia after manhunt. By Oliver J.J. Lane on October 29, 2025. The boat migrant who was arrested for touching girls just 8 days after landing in the country, who caused nationwide protests, and who was accidentally released from prison and then sought in farcical police manhunt has been deported. The British government pulled every lever to ensure the deportation of Hatush Kabatu, an Ethiopian of uncertain age, back to Ethiopia, the Home Secretary said on Wednesday. Ethiopia is not a common destination for deportees for the United Kingdom given the two governments do not have return agreements. But Kabatu's comments in court as he was convicted that he wanted to go home is likely to have eased matters. Update 1300, Kabatu paid to leave. Sex offender Hatush Kabatu pocketed £500 cash from UK taxpayers on his way out as the Home Office deemed it better to pay him to go quietly, after he threatened to disrupt his own deportation. According to the Daily Telegraph, clearly wishing to avoid a repeat of Kabatu's unplanned escape from custody last week, they escorted him to Ethiopia with 5 security escorts. The original story continues below. Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood said on Wednesday morning that she was angry about the blunder of Kabatu being kicked out of prison. She said, "I have pulled every lever to deport Mr. Kabatu and remove him off British soil. I am pleased to confirm this vile child sex offender has been deported. Our streets are safer because of it. If you come to this country and commit crimes, we will remove you." Kabatu has dominated the headlines in the United Kingdom very nearly since the moment he arrived in the country by human trafficker boat to the south coast in July of this year. Within just 8 days of his arrival, Kabatu had been arrested in the town of Epping, Essex, where he'd been placed by the government in a hotel commandeered for the accommodation of illegal migrants. When news spread in the local community that a hotel-dwelling boat migrant had been arrested for sexually assaulting a local child, a 14-year-old girl in her school uniform, who he touched and asked to make babies with, protests began. These anti-child sex assault and anti-migrant hotel protests quickly spread across England and eventually were taking place simultaneously in dozens of towns. Kabatu was later convicted of 2 counts of sexual assault, attempted sexual assault, harassment without violence, and attempting to incite a child to engage in sexual activity. He was sentenced to 12 months in prison, but just a month later was released by prison guards. It was intended that Kabatu was to be picked up from the prison by border force officers. But for reasons that have yet to be explained, they never materialized and Kabatu was inadvertently able to walk free. After several apparent attempts to return to the prison, the migrant boarded a train and vanished into London. He was later recaptured after a 48-hour manhunt. Now, just 36 days after he was sentenced to 12 months in prison, Kabatu has been given what he said he wanted, to go home.